You're listening to Johnny Action Fights Back, South Florida Civic Accountability Radio Show. 100% public record, no partisan labels. Johnny Action has been fighting for communities, for animals, for seniors, for the voiceless, for over 30 years. This show is the next front in that fight. Join the 1,000-strong Action Army now at JohnnyActionArmy.com. This is South Florida's true oldies channel. Now, here's Johnny Action.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hello. This is Johnny Action. You are not a person using the network. You are the traffic on it. You are data in motion. Right now, while you hear my voice, your location, your credit, your property records, your late night searches are moving through systems you do not control in buildings you will never be invited to enter. Today, we're going to walk through the real documented data breaches in the United States, cases that hit people, cities, hospitals, and businesses. And we're going to turn each one into a simple checklist you can run in your own life. No call-ins, no emails, no distractions. This is a field manual hour for the Action Army. You listen, take notes if you can. When the hour's in, you act. We'll start with your identity. Then we'll move to your city and your health care. Then we'll look at the business that got hit so hard they never stood back up. I'm going to read you real case files, not theory, not rumor. These are documented breaches that show you how this war is actually being fought, especially here in South Florida. Let's go to case file number one, Equifax data breach. What happened? Credit reporting giant Equifax got hacked in 2017. Personal data on 147 million people, it was estimated, was stolen. Names, dates of birth, addresses, social security numbers, some payment card numbers were exposed. Technical failure, plain language. Equifax ran a web application using Apache Strut software. This critical security hole in that software was announced, and a patch was available. Equifax's process to patch the system failed. Some servers never got fixed. Monitoring certificates on key systems had expired, so traffic wasn't properly watched. Data was not consistently encrypted at rest, making it easier to read once attackers got in. In simple terms, they didn't patch, they didn't watch, they didn't encrypt. How it hurt people. Millions faced long-term risk of identity theft. Fake credit cards and loans were being opened in victims' names. People spent hours freezing their credit, disputing accounts, and monitoring reports. Equifax agreed to pay up to $700 million in settlements and fines. Now let's turn that into action for you. Identity lockdown. Your personal checklist. Number one, freeze your credit today. If you are not actively shopping for a loan, your credit files should be frozen by default. A freeze with each major bureau stops new accounts from being opened in your name without your permission. Number two, turn on alerts. Guys, this is, you know, something we've got to do to be responsible adults now. In this age of AI,